Oasis Audio presents Opening the Gates of Heaven by Perry Stone. Read for you by Tim Lundeen. Introduction. It may come as a spiritual surprise to some that after more than 35 years of full-time ministry, including meeting and preaching to hundreds of thousands of believers, I've discovered that it is actually possible to pray prayers that, although heard by people sitting in the same pew, are not heard in heaven. It is also possible to offer God words of praise and even financial offerings that are accepted by earthly ministers, but are not recognized in the heavenly temple, the dwelling place of the Almighty. Revelation chapter 4. In some cases, the prayers, praise, and financial gifts become a systematic routine-based ritual that may make the participant feel better about himself or herself, but eventually it gives birth to frustration. Weeks or months may pass while the participant's life remains void of answered prayer, with no demonstration of any major financial, spiritual, or personal breakthrough. The outward worshiper may appear healthy, but a growing, gnawing void exists inwardly. For some, the heavens, where all spiritual blessings originate, are figuratively covered in brass, preventing any heavenly blessing from being released to the earth zone. Throughout the inspired Word of God, the Almighty occasionally sent rebukes and correction to the spiritual lives of His covenant people, Israel, including the priests, ministering daily at Solomon's temple. By the time of the prophet Malachi, the daily rituals and sacrificial offerings